Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
If it ain't got that swing, do I, 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 do I?
No, it don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is swing. Do I, 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 do I? Makes no difference if it's sweet or it's hot.
Give it all the rhythm that you got.
No, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Do I, 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 do I? No difference if it's sweet or hot.
Just give that rhythm everything you got.
Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I.
Sensational, absolutely roaring, fantastic stuff. Volume 42 of Sound and Nick's Vision is upon us. So is October. Nick, how are you?
Oh, very well, Alex. Good to see you again, my friend.
You have got 1, 2, 3 fabulous folk in the studio.
I know.
One of whom you weren't expecting.
No, I wasn't.
But there we are. That's Chris Moore for you. He goes from one station to another. Sorry, Chris. Welcome to Siren Radio as a PhD student at the University of Lincoln, of course.
Certainly am, and thank you for having me.
Very good. So, we were talking off beforehand, because we had a good half an hour to sort of sort things out and actually sort of say, so Nick, is he really like that? We shared so much, Nick, about you. We almost felt today it would have been you, you know. It's great. How did you two get in contact?
Do you know what? I don't know, do you, Nick?
Dating site, I think.
Do you think it was that dating? It could have been that dating site.
I'd be surprised.
I put in this little application. I want a tall, dark, handsome man with a thing on his head.
Okay.
Like that. And you came into my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you like-minded professionals?
Yes.
All that nonsense.
The meeting of minds.
Well, if you want the serious answer, Alex,
it's your show,
I was invited a couple of 3 times onto Chris's show, Chris's rock show. He used to do a rock show for Endeavour FM. Over in Boston.
Sorry, you mean there's another radio station?
There is. It's a long way away from here, though. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're not in competition.
No, not at all.
No.
Well, Chris is now here.
That's right.
There you
He's
are.
Defected. It's a bit of a Soviet thing.
As opposed to defective, which is very good. Ooh. So let's move on.
Like that.
Who else have we got on your show, Nick?
Well, we've got introducing Sue Royes.
Hello.
Catwalk ready with a new hairdo.
No, it's all a bit odd.
And a young man who you're constantly asking after, Nick, because you always say, how is he? He's a decent bloke, etc. Who
a
might that be?
Good friend of mine, Ben Lewis.
I'm back.
We haven't
I'm
seen
back.
For a while.
It's been a very long, very long time.
Well, that's what happens when you spend a year in crew.
Indeed. Segregate myself off from the world.
It's a way forward. Okay, some fabulous pieces of music coming up, Nick, plus a whole range of other bits and pieces. Would you like to introduce the next piece of music, which is not necessarily an advisory, even though it's almost the start of the academic year, or has been the start of the academic year, and you might well say this is for students everywhere?
Well, we could do. Spend the days in bed.
Too radical. Too radical.
Far too far over there.
spent the day in bed. Very happy I did, yes, I spent the day in bed. As the workers stay enslaved, I spent the day in bed. I'm not my type, but I love my bed. And I recommend that you stop, watching the news, because the news contrives to frighten you, to make you feel small and alone, to make you feel that your mind isn't your own. I spent the day in bed. It's a consolation when all my dreams are perfectly legal in sheets for which I paid. Because the news contrives to frighten you, to make you feel small and alone, to make you feel that your mind isn't your own. Oh, time, do as I wish. Time, do as I wish. Oh, time, do as I wish. Time, do as I wish. Oh, time, do as I wish. Time, do as I wish. Oh, time, do as I wish. Do as I wish. I spent the day in bed. You can please yourself, but I spent the day in bed. Pillows are like pillars, life ends in death. So there's nothing wrong with being good to yourself. Good to yourself for once, and no bus, no bus, no rain, no train, no bus, no boss, no rain, no train, no bus, no boss, no rain, no train, no emasculation, no castration, no highway, freeway, motor.
Susie Kayak says, must be awesomely wonderful. That's on your Facebook post, Nick, about this programme. Why are you so busy, Radio Today, at Siren FM, are recording two new shows of Sound and Exvision. Susie Kayak, must be awesomely wonderful.
I think I'd agree with that, don't you?
Yeah, well, of course, when you got
any
Ben.
Time spent with you is awesomely wonderful.
Oh,
right?
Please. Step aside from that whole side. Sue, can you ever see Gary Barlow covering any Morrissey tracks ever?
No, not really. Although he did cover one of the new ones from The Greatest Showman, which has had mixed reviews, actually. Some people really liked it. Well, I mean, Barlow is a bit like Marmite anyway. You really like him or you really don't. I'm afraid it's the same with this. I quite liked it.
You should never have left Deirdre in the street, I think.
Oh,
personally.
I know. Well, you know, there you go.
If you're of a certain age, that would be nothing to you whatsoever. I mean, Bowen probably said, do
you? That does include me in that
age
bracket.
Exactly. Nick, what have you been getting up to since last we spoke?
I've been very busy with a lot of things. I've just finished working with a legendary guitarist that was over here from the US, a guy called Earl Slick, that was Bowie's guitarist, John Lennon, and the man's a god, just a complete god. We hooked up, spent a bit of time in London, and caught up on his last show in Norwich. And then took it on the Abbey Road Studios. So, you know, caught up a bit with that. It's a project that I've been working on for 4 years on and off when Earl comes over to the UK. You know, we always pick up and do a bit more. So, and we went shopping in Norwich. That was a giggle.
Isn't that more kind of a lifetime experience, really? Shopping in Norwich is like weekend in Bristol.
Naturally, it's quite a good place to shop. Certainly if you're from New York, like Earl is.
Right. Well, who would have thought it?
He bought beads because he can't get them in the US.
Really?
Beads. Yeah, beads.
Chris, when you've worked with Nick before, what kind of angles have you actually pursued? Have you ever pursued the Beads number, and indeed how easy they are to get Beads in Norwich as opposed to New York City?
Well, these conversations Nick and I have and had do tend to become rather surreal at times.
See, I can almost hear radio station controllers up and down the land say, have you changed the format of your show from drive time to Beads? You know, what's going on there? I'm getting very upset about the whole thing.
I know. Very strong, it's an interesting thing.
But you can never have enough Beads, I would say.
I don't think so.
Or mead.
No.
Do you like mead?
No.
Oh, I love it.
Really? Mm. Coming up.
Sue, what do you think Nick was doing 2 years ago?
I'm almost frightened to ask.
Ben, have you got any ideas as to what he might have been doing 2 English years ago?
Eating a packet of Werther's?
Possibly.
Still doing that.
Or Fisherman's Friends, one of the two. Chris, you know Nick, 2 years ago, what do you think he might have been doing?
Well, I would have gone down the Werther's route, but that's already been taken.
Of course. No, he was actually just prepping for the new music video for Puppets to the Supreme Commander, starring in two roles, and as he said himself, it was going to be a long day, hashtag filming.
Was that 2 years ago?
2 years
Goodness
ago.
Goodness me.
Yeah, memory was shared, but there we are. And if you're listening to this in October, which you probably are, that means it was October 2016.
goodness.
Time flies.
It does, when you're having fun.
Or when you throw the clock. Let's talk a little bit more about the music we've had so far. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett launched the programme. Morrissey followed that up. Johnny Marr, we just heard, with Upstarts as opposed to Upstrats. I just wanted to confirm that, because on the running order you did say Upstrats. I couldn't find that anywhere. So
okay, don't worry about that. It's just it's a kind of music term.
Perfectly okay. Peter Frampton, we've had to sort of put another Peter Frampton substitute in, thanks to the wonderful Chris. But what has the theme been so far? What reasons have you gone for Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Morrissey, Johnny Marr, and soon Peter Frampton?
Basically, because I've been listening to a lot of new stuff. A lot of these guys, obviously, from legendary bands. You know, Noel Gallagher, Peter Frampton, Johnny Marr. You know, and I kind of dipped into some of their solo stuff and thought, I quite like some of this. So I thought we'd feature something new.
Okay. So, any of the bands that you've heard so far work with you, or is it just a case of, I don't know, they still haven't got that magic?
I can't make a decision like that right now. Too early. No, I like
too
to
soon.
See what else he's got up his sleeve before I say which.
Just his sleeve?
Favorite. Yes.
She's a lovely woman.
Ben?
Not too familiar with Frampton's, if I'm honest.
Okay. Well, who is, really? Let's face it. You know, we start talking about the Framptons, Lord. But Show Me the Way, and Chris, you stepped into this and said, go show me the way, as opposed to Baby, I Love Your Way.
Well, Frampton, what a legend anyway, or a legend, however you want to pronounce
it.
Certainly a legend. Marvellous album, the Frampton Comes Alive. Biggest selling, I think it was live recorded album. And this track just does it for me. It's lovely.
Thank you.
Do you still pursue that keep music live mantra, Nick?
Yes, I do.
Because we finish every show with those three words. I just wanted to convince
myself. Yeah, very much so.
So it hasn't slipped away into the background and so on. Good, excellent. And how do you feel about live music recorded, as we've just heard with Peter Frampton there, Ben?
I don't mind it. I think it can work in it, and sometimes it perhaps doesn't work. It depends on where they're doing it, who the artist is, and I think what songs have been chosen to be sung, really.
Take that, have presumably released lots of live albums, Sue.
They have, yeah. And I agree with Ben on this front. There are some artists who just come into their own live, and their recordings live are much better than the studio versions. Equally, there are other people out there who produce much better stuff in the studio, which doesn't translate very well into a live performance. I much prefer the live stuff myself.
Hmm. Bit of a shame that Take That don't fit into that bracket then.
Although, ouch!
Although I suppose with live music though, you can tell who's a good artist and who isn't by whether it sounds exactly the same as the studio version.
There's no hiding with the live stuff. And on this one, I am going to take you to task
on
this one.
Here we go.
Because Barlow is one of the best live artists I've ever seen. He's really good.
Coronation Street.
No, he really knows. He really knows how to play a piano live. He really does.
Not really in there with the Who and AC/DC.
Coldplay, I think, are quite good live though.
Yes,
Coldplay,
Chris Martin.
Very good.
Now he's another one who can really play a piano. Yeah,
very good.
He can.
A few years ago, Gary Neville, when he used to play football as opposed to commentate on it, was very excited to actually ask this next artist for an autograph. And the artist responded by actually inscribing on the front of Gary Neville's very own guitar in indelible ink, Man City Rule OK. Quite okay. Right, if you're one of the Gallaghers, because that's
indeed
what you do.
Well, it is what they do.
He put another little message on the reverse, which is unbroadcastable. But he was just obviously showing how he related to Neville as a United person, etc., etc.
It's a Manchester thing, I think.
They're very good and thriving. But with his high-flying birds, he's taken us into a whole new world. Why have you gone totally up-to-date?
Very good track, this. Off his first album with this band, I do believe. Very good track.
And it is?
Riverman. We'll be right back. It's a good, good track.
I see that Jolia Wallace Tilbury has liked the Radio Connection. Jolia, of course, who married Cameron Tilbury.
Indeed.
Which is nice to know they're still alive in Nashville.
Yeah, they are. I was due to catch up with Cameron only the other week, but then we had a bit of a clash with... No, it was going to happen. It was going to happen.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Once we made the time work, and then I had to kind of pull out for very different reasons.
Was it a premature pull-out?
Well, eyes down, new game.
Moving on, Promise is the next one up, and it's by Radiohead. Although technically, it's I Promise, I believe.
Well, okay, but it is dedicated to my good friend Chris Moore, who's a Radio Dead fan.
Really? No, Radiohead, please.
I know Radiohead.
I know you've put that in basically for comedic effect, Nick.
It works.
But there are Radiohead fans.
People out there are now giggling themselves.
That's like saying, you
I
know,
guarantee
that's
it.
That's like saying the Deadheads are just fans of the Grateful Dead in the 1960s, which of course they were.
Is
hence,
it?
Deadhead's sticker on a Cadillac, as in Boys of Summer. You must remember this, Chris.
Sure. I do actually.
Yeah. Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. Yeah. Fan of the Grateful Dead. Radiohead. Different line entirely. Much more upbeat, much more up-tempo. Surely it's only a matter of time before, you know, we get Pixie Lott doing a version of a Radiohead number.
Alex, play the tune.
Oh, no. So, Chris, keen fan of Radiohead?
I most definitely am, sir. Yeah. I think I've got just about everything they recorded, you know. And I think I'd probably say Up There Is OK Computer as my favourite album of the whole lot.
OK. Sue, Radiohead, has it ever floated your boat at all, or is it a case of far too dull, dreary?
They've done some stuff that I've quite liked, but bear in mind the last time I listened properly to Radiohead was probably about 18 years ago, so...
in the time where basically you were a disillusioned, sad academic looking for all sorts of things.
Yes.
Ben, Radiohead?
Yeah, there's a couple of songs I quite like with Radiohead, but I think my sort of brother is quite interested in rock and sort of that kind of type of music. It's a bit more his sign of style than mine.
And on your father's jukebox?
Yes, I think he's probably got a few vinyls on there, yes. Mm. So...
Nick, I never thought we'd have the voice of an angel, other than Sir Wright, of course, on Sound and Nick's Vision.
But I fear that you may have mentioned this.
You thought so, yeah? Yeah. Well,
yeah, it's
had
well,
to be, because this is where she basically decided to become a rock chick.
She still looks bloody good, though. She really does. Well. And this is a good track. This is a good track.
Okay. So you
it
actually
is.
Put it down Trust as me. Crazy girl. The only one we provided was crazy chick. Confirm we've got the right one, though?
No, I can't.
Can you not?
Well, give it a go.
Well, we will then.
I will. Listen.
Gone. She had to, really. She's a crazy chick in so many ways. Did we recognise that as Charlotte Church Sue Rice?
Certainly did, yes.
You did recognise
her? Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's very big bandy, so it's not within the realms of, you know, it's not that far away from her usual repertoire. Mm.
Chris, does that mean you'll be converted to saying, no, take it away, AC/DC and Radiohead, I'm now a Charlotte Church person?
No. It was okay. Yeah. It was all right. But I mean,
I've got to be honest, Nick, and I try to be at the best of times. I felt this was just marketing manipulation to keep the church brand and the public name.
But do you
see? Ben?
It wasn't what I particularly expected from her, but it was pleasant, nonetheless. And
pleasant.
I won't be running, you know,
no,
too quickly to buy one, but it was, yeah. It
would
was,
you
it
walk was, faster? It was,
crawl.
No?
Light stroll.
Okay.
It would be a way forward. There was a moment back in the day where people were involved with hospital broadcasting where the next record was banned. Quite across the board, people yes. said, you're not going to do that at all.
Why well, I had been told that.
Ban
actually.
Elvis Presley or indeed Calvin Harris singing this, or many people who have actually attempted to sing it, Sue would actually say incorrectly, because she maintains that if it's karaoke, you really need to be perfect on this whole particular moment. But this is Mr. Sinatra, and I recall actually whilst Sue was navigating me through all of the wiles and wherewithals of the Lincolnshire Wolds on the way to Saltfleet, where the dogs are happy in the street, no, canines, look back over times past, Nick, you'll refer what I'm, you'll catch this, and or if not, ask Sue in while the record's playing.
Okay. Play the tune.
Setting
before,
the scene, Chris.
Before we all die.
Setting the scene. Why have you gone with this little number with "And Now the End is Near"? Because when you first put it on the list, I thought, but Nick, surely it's only volume 42.
Well, it is, Frank, so you don't say any more. And my way, because that's all I've only ever done it that way.
And now the end is near. So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. At my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.
This is Siren FM.
The Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train, no tracks are too heavy.
It's good you can actually get to double figures, Dusty, and I'm sure you did. Dusty Springfield, I suspect, probably, Sue, your number one tune of the programme.
Yes, love it. Really good tune.
Two more to squeeze in. Chris, where are you pitching your favourite so far?
Of the procedure so far? Mm-hmm. You know, it's difficult to tell, really. You know, a very eclectic mix, if I may say so myself, because it's a big word. And I like it.
What, myself is a very good word.
No, eclectic.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
Ben.
Yes.
Any favourites?
Not particularly.
Given we've got Henry Mancini, I know one of your personal favourites, and Bobby Darin, another one, passed away, both of whom have actually sort of gone beyond this mortal coil. Why have you gone for the Kurt Weill opera Mack the Knife as a way forward, as sung by Bobby Darin, please, Nick?
I personally think this is one of the best singles ever recorded.
Really?
I really do, yeah.
But not a very nice chap, this, actually.
And no, I know, but it was one of my dad's favourites, so, you know, it was a bit of a thought.
Obviously, Bobby Darin was a wonderful person, but Mack the Knife, the subject of the song, quite a nasty person.
Yeah.
Anyway, here it is.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe. and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Suki Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe, now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in
Der Haifisch, der hat Sahne und der trägt im Gesicht. From the original Kurt Weill opera, operetta, which of course is what it was all from, the Threepenny Opera, which as last minute edition had that little suit tune added and then covered by a lot of artists since, though perhaps none as better as Lotte Lenya, who of course was Rosa Klebin from Russia with Love. That's a little thing you can have free of charge, really. It's a little line from that. Bond's
star. She was quite
an angry woman, though.
She was a very angry woman, actually. Woman. Yeah, yeah. But apparently,
Rosa
Klebb. Yeah, with a funny shoe.
Yeah.
And so the time has been reached where we need to say, how can people get in touch with Nick Elliott via your Instagram, via your Facebook, via your Twitter? What's the way forward, Nick?
Well, they can do all the social medias because I'm everywhere. Mm. Or you could just go to nickelliott.info, which is your press office and tells you everything you need
Nick
to know
Elliott
about
info,
me.
Nick Elliott Rock, Nick Elliott Rock, even on LinkedIn and Pinterest.
I'm everywhere.
It's astounding.
Absolutely everywhere.
It's almost as though
More
Ben Lewis has been adopting a public relations persona just for you.
Indeed.
It's wonderful.
Other cards are available.
Ben, what, always thinking, what has been your favourite of the selection we've had so far? And a brief reminder, without playing the tune all the way back, we had Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Morrissey, Johnny Marr, Peter Frampton, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Radiohead, Charlotte Church, Frank Sinatra, Dusty Springfield, Bobby Darin, and upcoming Henry Mancini. Where are you going to go?
Oh, mine was Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm. Sue?
Hard choice. Still got me Dusty Springfield.
Mm-hmm. First timer on the programme in Siren Radio, Chris Moore.
Yeah, I've got to go Radiohead.
Mm-hmm. And Nick?
That's Bobby Darin.
Really?
Well,
beyond Henry Mancini and Strolling Blues.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't make a comment, Nick. Ben. What are the three words we need to finish off with after one, two, three?
Keep music live.